I'm Rachel Greenberg, and this is Volta Insider. Today I'm here with Dominic Doyle, a longtime friend of mine and the co-founder of DKS. DKS combines the laid-back surfing style with the urban edge of streetwear. The clothing brand was started in 2010 by Dominic and his cousin Luke Kennedy. Ever since they were kids, Dominic and Luke have loved skating and surfing, and in turn their interest in skate and surf style has grown with them. So they decided to combine their passions and turn it into a unique brand. Oh, and by the way, Dominic is still in high school. He tells us what it's like to be a young entrepreneur, his vision for DKS, and what he plans to do after high school. Dominic, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So we're talking about DKS, your clothing brand that you created with your cousin Luke. How did you get started?
Basically, you know, we've had a passion for longboarding and surfing and even fashion our whole lives. So it started back in 2010 when I was in fifth grade and he was in eighth grade, and we wanted to, you know, make a profession out of this, make something that we could do in our later lives with. So what we did was, you know, it started in the garage. It was basically a yard sale with used basketball jerseys and bikes and helmets, you know, whatever we could find and sell, and, you know, put flyers in the neighbors' mailboxes, have them come down, and, you know, just, it was basically just a junk sale. But, you know, that just kind of started the passion for us. And then 2 years later, we got into the longboarding. So we got a wholesaler for longboards. And then, you know, that became our DK Skate. That's what we called it at that time. And then, you know, 2 years later, we figure, why not go into the fashion industry, start making clothing, because longboarding was what we loved to do and we wanted to keep that with us, but it wasn't, you know, the right market for us. And since we have a love for both clothing and these sports that we do, longboarding, surfing, then we figured, you know, why not incorporate the styles of all the urban, surf, and skate into the clothing, so then we keep what we're passionate about and also use the clothing as the, you know, the way to keep going.
So what kind of person do you design for? Design for men, women, children, athletes?
On our website, under clothes, we say threads, just, you know, why not?
You're cool.
But we don't say men and women. We just say clothes. And we'll say shirts, t-shirts, sweatshirts, because anybody can wear it. You know, it's not the shirts for a guy, because any girl could wear it also. You know, as we go into more depth into the fashion industry, obviously we will make, because it's not like all girls just walk around in a guy's t-shirt. We'll definitely design certain styles for men and for women, but right now we're doing what everyone can wear. There's no set, you know, no, this gender has to wear this and this has to wear that. You know, we just do whatever you like, and you know, you choose what you like and you wear it.
So you said the name was originally DK Skate.
Yeah.
What has it changed to now, and why did you think that a name change would be beneficial?
So originally DK Skate, its origin was, you know, we were like, how could we name it? What's gonna make it different and unique? And basically us being fifth and eighth graders, we said, all right, our last names, because Luke's last name is Kennedy, mine is Doyle. So, and I haven't told anybody that, so you're the first to hear that.
Oh, wow.
So Doyle, Kennedy, that started DK, and then Skate, of course, because, you know, we were skating then. And we changed it because, you know, DK Skate, we felt that it closed off the market. And we're not only clothing for skaters or clothing for surfers. We're for all kinds of people and all kinds of styles. So we figured, let's not close off the market and let's change it to DKS. And now we say, you know, DKS can be whatever you want it to be. We don't have a set name or what it stands for.
You talk about the different styles of surfing and skating and that whole urban thing. What are some of the defining traits of those different styles?
You know, surf, it's the laid back kind of California beach style. So like the shirt I'm wearing, we incorporated the palms and the flowers and, you know, the surf cars. And then the skate and urban side are kind of the same. Urban has, and skate both have that edge, and more so urban is the fashion forward and new trends, which is why we incorporated it, because what we're trying to do is set the new trend. So we wanted to, by setting the new trend, is incorporating all three, because, you know, we're the first to do urban, surf, and skate apparel all in one.
And so who designs the clothes?
Usually just Luke and I design. I'm the big designer. I'll be in the I'll be in at my house just designing different clothes every single night, thinking of new designs, thinking of new fabrics that we could do, ways that we could, you know, manipulate the shirt in a way that it hasn't been done before, and just still stay fashion forward. So basically it's just the two of us.
So, you know, as I know you from school, like, where do you find yourself with inspiration for clothing? Because it's not, the two don't really go together.
Yeah, well, basically, you know, first of all, I just, the balance of getting to school, going to practice, coming home and working and designing. The inspiration comes from just every day fashion is apparent in your life. You know, you set up an outfit to wear and, you know, you're like, do I look good in this? Well, I look good in this. What works? So, you know, I'm big into clothing and I've always been into designing. Ever since we were even with just the longboards, I was still designing shirts with our name on it. So then what I did was, you know, why not take all the cultures that I'm around? I'm around the surf culture, the skate culture, the basketball culture. They're all three different kinds. So why not, you know, use what I see and use what I observe by going to basketball events or just the beach and surfing or skating with people at the park? Why not just take all those and incorporate it into one?
How did your friends react?
So yeah, it's
upon
funny,
learning,
you know,
about this.
I mean, the first, you know, the way you tell them, because I'll be wearing a shirt and they're like, what is that? And I'm like, it's my brand, or it's mine. And they thought I meant just like my shirt. And they're like, what? So I'll say, no, like my clothing brand. This is what I made this, and my cousin and I run it together. And their first reaction is, what? What are you talking about? And they'll ask about it. And then, of course, the question, how much money did you make, comes in. And I'm like, really?
Course,
all right, cool.
Of course.
But so they're surprised because they didn't expect that. Because, you know, obviously I try not to walk around and say, I own this business, I'm whatever, I'm the man, because I'm just, you know, another high school student just trying to get to college and get a good education.
What designers do you look to?
Well, you know, I'm not looking at a certain designer or a brand, but even just the hip-hop industry, it's very big now, and guys, you know, as Kanye West, he's one of the biggest influencers in fashion, you know, Yeezy season and all that, and not to say I'm copying them or, you know, I'm going to do the same designs as they do, but, you know, I kind of see what style it is, the fit of clothes, the way that, you know, even if the way stuff is sewn on, just that type of, you know, hip-hop industry, what's big, because they have a big influence now. Music and all the, you know, Fetty Wap, all those guys people love, they go out and they wear something and people are going crazy about it, especially, like I said, Kanye. He goes out and wears a pair of shoes and all of a sudden they're selling for $2,000. He goes out and wears a t-shirt and it sells out in 10 seconds. So I think just following what that, you know, the industry, the hip-hop industry, I think that's a big influencer. And I go off to see what, you know, what is the trend there and what could I build off of that? You know, I don't want to start making the same thing that's happening, because it could be in a week it's over and there's a new trend. So I want to build off of it and try to start something new. So I don't have one certain, you know, influencer, any certain person or brand, but just the whole culture is basically a influence.
So in terms of brands like Palace and Supreme, what do you think of those? Because that's, you know, not everybody can afford the $2,000 Kanye West t-shirt.
Yeah. No, they're nice clothes, and obviously the hype around it, everyone's hyped for, oh, Supreme jacket just came out for $400, I'm going to buy it. You know, I do like the stuff they do, and I think it's cool, and, you know, they're a big brand now, and people do, they are in the hip-hop industry, like I said. But, you know, I don't believe in making a $200 t-shirt, and, you know, because I want to make fashion and, you know, we're high quality apparel, but I also want it to be affordable for people. You know, I'm not going to go out and make a white t-shirt and sell it for $200. I'm not going to make a rain jacket with one little logo on it and sell it for $500. I want it to be affordable while also maintaining the style and still setting those trends.
Do you track high fashion?
You know, we do. We actually, you know, definitely have to stay on top of it. Just even color schemes for the upcoming season, you know, the winter, just see what could we do with it, and not saying we're going to copy it. Like I said, we're just going to, mostly we pay attention to color and what's in, and then we go off of basically what we think. We go off of, you know, where do we sew on the fabric that we made, or where do we put the design? What's trending now? So we do follow it somewhat to stay on top of things and not, you know, fall off and just go random, out of
crazy.
Norm.
So who makes your clothes?
Well,
like the actual manufacturing process.
So what they all, they're all made in the USA. So I'll design the clothes, we'll buy the fabrics, and then we'll send it. We have people in Florida who actually, they do the cut and sew is what we call it. So we'll send them down the fabric. I'll do a mock-up of the design. And they do a great job with it. We'll just send them the fabric and the shirt or the sweatshirt, whatever it is, and they'll sew it, you know, they'll print on it. So everything's made in the U.S. I'm not the one, you know, down there printing on the shirt or sewing it on, but we do have people who have been great to us, and they're a tremendous help in producing everything.
That's cool. So we've talked a lot about the process of making the clothes and what's the inspiration for the clothes, but in terms of the entire company, what's your sort of aesthetic vision for DKS? Okay. For the future in terms of rebranding, all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, definitely the ultimate goal is to become one of those, the number one trend-setting fashion company. We want to be that company that is, oh, they just dropped a t-shirt. We have to get it, you know? And that by that point, I don't want to do the $200 t-shirt still because, you know, why? I want to keep it affordable and keep it still fashionable. So the ultimate goal is to get to the top and be the ones who everyone follows off of. You know, we set the trend and then everyone starts